I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're in a perfect place for Mike and I today. We are literally at Metro Bottle, guys. It's 2225 Marietta Boulevard, Upper West Side, West Midtown. 12,000 square feet of upscale bottle shop, guys, and they have all of your needs here. Voted the best bottle shop in 2025. We'll be hanging out here until 6 o'clock today, so come on through. Mike, they opened in February 2024, and we have already made our way around this store.
Indeed. Dare I say, I'm stocked up for Halloween. I'm maybe stocked up till Christmas. Yeah, man, a selection. We're big tequila guys, and we always talk about whenever last time we're out in Vegas for a big fight, big tequila bar they have at MGM. They had everything that we were looking for. Found some really exotic stuff, so got that. And if you're looking for some cool bottles with skulls on them, Carl, just in time for Halloween. May I recommend? But yeah, great selection of whiskeys and fine wine, everything you expect. And you know me, I want a taste of Canada. Usually I only get my Labatt's when I'm over at Twin Peaks.
True.
Got a case of Labatt's, so I'm a happy man, bro. Got it all in.
Yeah, they've got a nice selection. You know me, I started at the bourbons because that's what I'm into. And they have a large selection of a variety of bourbons and stuff that I was just in Kentucky, Tennessee, and you know, I was like, wow, they've got that? Oh, okay, because now there are some things that you can and can't get in certain stores, but Metro Bottle has you covered. So come on through, man. We'll be here until 6. With that said, coming up at 2:20, we're going to talk to Kalen DeBoer, Alabama's coach. I said, Alabama!
Why do you hate Bama so much?
Kalen DeBoer is going to stop by. We'll chop it up with him. Dog fans, do not get upset. Listen. Alabama's in position to make another run at an SEC championship. They're in position to maybe make a run at another national title. But also, Kalen DeBoer coached our quarterback in Michael Penix. So we're interested in hearing him talk about all of those things, and we'll get to that coming up here in less than 10 minutes. Mike, apparently, and I'm clapping my hands, some of our listeners, not all, I don't want to paint with a broad brush, are not happy with the responses of Raheem Morris from our interview yesterday. And many of them alluded to one particular answer when he said, this is the best offense since that we've had in this city since 2016. A lot of our listeners were not happy with that answer. And what I'm going to ask from you guys at 404-726-0929, text us, follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL, follow me, put them up, see Dukes. What are you not happy about when it comes to Raheem Morris? I know we're all frustrated about the losses, and I get that. But, Mike, is it starting to wear on people? Hey, dude, we're 2 years in.
I just think it's the repetitiveness of the message. I think that, you know, at times, you know, as whether it's politicians or interviews with actors or sports, you know, celebrities, coaches, sometimes you feel when someone starts talking really fast that they're that maybe there's a bit of misdirection in there, or they're trying to cover up the glaring issues. Look, I get it.
He talks fast. That's his nature.
I do too. I talk fast too. But when you start. Look, if you win these two games, you beat the Patriots, you beat the Colts, all is forgiven, they're back on track. Lose this game, you may get fired. I mean, he knows it. So I think people are looking for, as we said on our podcast today, we stream it, guys, around 11 o'clock, it's called Behind the Curtain, that people wanted to be like, damn it, this is unacceptable, and I want some butts. You know, like Brian Billick on that first season of Hard Knocks. That's not how he's wired. And you'd lose the team if you pulled that anyway.
Yeah, I said to you today, that is a misnomer. This offense is not as good as 2016. 2016, guys, and again, it's forever ago, right? It was one of the historic offenses in NFL history. You average about 35.7 points a game. It's up there. If you go look, it's up there with one of the best offenses as far as point production in league history. It's why they went to the Super Bowl. And you got production from all over the field. It wasn't just Julio. You had good running backs. The tight end play was great. You had an MVP and a quarterback. I'm not going to tell you that this offense is that yet. what I think Coach was saying, and here I go again trying to, you know, I think he was saying, but Mike, maybe he was saying the talent on this offense is as good as we've had since 2016. The problem is it didn't come out that way. And so some people go, man, here he is just trying to make something out that is not true. And then that you add that to all the frustration that's already going on. I just feel like right now people are on the edge when it comes to Ra from the standpoint of, can you fix what's wrong? If you can't, all of the other stuff that already annoys you is just going to annoy you even more.
I mean, guys, we said it. It's the volume of plays. Get all the things you want. You know, I just say all the time, get the ball to Pitts and go. And you know what? Die on that hill. You know, get as many touches to Pitts one-on-one and Bijan outside. If they're clogging up the middle, we always feel that it's not that complicated. Yes, some teams do make it that simple.
Yeah.
You do overcomplicate it. I think Zach Robinson overcomplicates. I think the offensive line got off to a great start, but I think some teams have out-physicaled us. And Coach said as much. So how do you fix that? Because there's no new roster coming in. Your five linemen, save for maybe Storm Norton. I don't know if he's going to be ready to go on Sunday, but this is the team. Team looked good enough beating the Commanders, looked good enough beating the Bills, and then we play down to what we perceive as lesser competition. So that, to me, is coaching. Inconsistency is coaching. You know, a sense of stubbornness, that's bad coaching. So we've got to get things turned around, and I do know that the fans are exasperated. They're frustrated because they've seen this before. And, Ra has been a part of a lot of this. He was on the staff with Dan Quinn, and then now this is his turn to run the ship. So hopefully they got some answers, Carl, because let me ask you a question. Do you think Arthur Blank would move on from the coach if we lose, and we lose badly to New England this week?
Yeah, look, I don't think it's losing. I think it's how you lose. I think it's more about the presentation. Look, everybody loses in the NFL, okay? Steelers just lost two games. Nobody's freaking out up there, but that's a different organization and the way they run that franchise, and they're super. They got multiple trophies in the building, right? But the idea is if you go get beat soundly by the Patriots this weekend and then you don't have a great offensive effort as we haven't had the last few weeks, specifically against the 49ers, and then you turn right back around and you do what you did against the Dolphins, it's the way you lose. So hypothetically, Mike, let's just say, God forbid this happens, it's 30-10. Offense didn't do anything. Again, we're just stuck in the mud.
Right.
Then you go overseas on that long flight and Indianapolis embarrasses you. And let's just say, God forbid, let's hope this doesn't happen. It's 35, because that offense is really good. 35-14. That looks bad. It looks a lot worse maybe than it is. And I think if they lose that way and the team offensively is still not doing anything, I think Arthur Blank does it on the way back home. I don't think he plays around. We don't have time to clown around. And now at that point, and the reason why I'm getting to the Indy game, guys, is now you're looking at four L's in a row. It is very hard to recover. Mike, you've mentioned the record.
Right.
How the hell do we win the division and come back, potentially compete there? More importantly, where are we then in the NFC standings?
No, the only way we win the division right now is if Baker Mayfield gets hit by a bus. I mean, I'm sorry not to wish that on anybody, but I mean, we're not catching Tampa Bay. Now, the same was said about us at 6-3 last year. And then, of course, we said, hold my beer, you know, as Kirk Cousins forgot how to play football. And, you know, he had an injury that was an injury, but wasn't an injury. So,
and real quick, Mike, you know what's crazy about Baker? It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. We're broadcasting from Metro Botto, 2225 Marietta Boulevard. It's Upper West Side, West Midtown. Baker's been winning with subs.
Right.
He doesn't even have his dudes out there.
See, that's the thing. We don't have our best wide receivers, and we can't do anything. He doesn't have his best wide receivers. They're doing something. And I've given Terry a lot of love for the reserves and how they put together the offensive line. But this is a year where a wide receiver, well, it also sucks when you basically cut a guy, you know, that you brought in, you signed 2 years ago, and now he's not good enough, you know, in Ray McCloud.
Yep.
Because that thing went off the reservation somehow. Mooney's been hurt. You know, we've talked about, unfortunately, Drake hasn't been 100%. We've got an injury with Jesse Bates, which is a little scary. He talked about it. We'll get into that a little bit later this hour. But we've got a big guest coming up.
Yeah, Kalen DeBoer is going to join us. And we're excited to talk to Coach from Alabama, guys. And we'll get into all the things. They get a week off. They get LSU next. That is going to be Saturday, November 8th. Everybody was wondering what LSU team is going to show up now that Brian Kelly's been fired. I think it's a dangerous game for Alabama, right? Everybody. Sometimes you get energized by somebody getting let go like this, and then you get their best effort. Alabama's got to be ready to play. The good news is...
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They're at home. It's not at LSU. And so they finished the schedule against Oklahoma. Eastern Illinois, a little bit of a break there before they play the Iron Bowl against Auburn. It's at Auburn this year. Here's the point. They could run the table. We're going to talk to Kalen DeBoer next. After that loss to Florida State, they have gotten their ship righted. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Metro Bottle is where we're broadcasting from at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.